All right, we're reading today from the letter of James, the letter of James. Now, where is the letter of James found, the Old or the New Testament? The New Testament, that is exactly right, and the New Testament's in the back of your Bible, and I hope you're getting either your Bible or the Pew Bible out at this point, and keep it out today because I didn't put everything on the screen, so you'll need to follow along with me, but this is really in the back of even the New Testament. If you turn to the very back of your Bible, you'll run into Revelation, and then 1st and 2nd Peter, and 1st and 2nd and 3rd John, and eventually you'll come to the letter of James. James will be in the first chapter this morning. We'll begin with verse 22. James 1, verse 22. As you find that, if you would stand with me and close your Bible on your finger, raise that Bible high above your head, and let's say our Bible pledge this morning, loud and proud, all right? This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Please remain standing with me as we read James chapter 1, beginning with verse 22. James tells us, "But be doers of the word and not merely hearers who deceive themselves. For if any are hearers of the word and not doers, they are like those who look at themselves in a mirror. For they look at themselves and on going away immediately forget what they were like. But those who look into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and persevere, being not hearers who forget, but doers who act, they will be blessed in their doing." Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. And again, keep those Bibles out if you don't mind. When I was a teenager, someone gave me a poem from an author unknown. Anyone ever received something from an author unknown? Yeah. And I've remembered this poem ever since I received it. It's something that is probably as much as Scripture even has formed and shaped my life. And I know that seems kind of odd for a pastor to say that, but it's a really powerful powerful poem that I want to share with you. But since then, over the years, which has just been very few since I was a teenager, I've learned that it was penned by Dale Wimbrough from around 1934. Maybe you've heard of it too. Let me read it to you. "When you get what you want in your struggle for pelf," and by the way, pelf is wealth. So it's just a slang for that. So don't think I've misspoken here. "When you get what you want in your struggle for pelf, and the world makes you king for a day, then go to the mirror and look at yourself and see what that guy has to say. For it isn't your father or mother or wife whose judgment upon you must pass. The feller whose verdict counts most in your life is the guy looking back in the glass. He's the feller to please, never mind all the rest, for he's with you clear up to the end. And you've passed your most dangerous, difficult test if the guy in the glass is your friend. You may be like Jack Horner and chisel a plum and think you're a wonderful guy, but the man in the glass says you're only a bum if you can't look him straight in the eye. You can fool the whole world down the pathway of years and get pats on the back as you pass. But your final reward will be heartaches and tears if you've cheated the guy in the glass." Has anybody heard that before? Yeah. It's a powerful, and I think many times God has led me to that in those moments when I needed it most, to make a right choice and to make a right decision. And so today we're going to talk about that face in the mirror, or that man in the glass, or woman as it may be. You know, I've always loved James. I'm a simple-minded man, and this is a straightforward scripture, the book of James is. There's no question where James stands, whether you agree with him or not. It really doesn't matter, does it? You know where he stands, right? And I just really appreciate how he